This is Bruce Garber, and this is Through Your Eyes. Welcome to the show. Can you tell me what you've seen through your eyes?
Hey everyone, this is Bruce Garber once again. I'm here at Samurai Village in Yamagata, Japan. It's a very cool village, and I've been here many times in the past. Of course, this is winter time now, and it's snowing. But I thought I'd take a little walk around and show you kind of a cool area. And there's some temples, there's some shrines. In the spring and summer, there's some great landscaping. But you can see behind me where those flags are right there. That's the bridge that crosses over actually into the shrine area, into the Samurai Village area. So let's take a walk over there. And right underneath this bridge, there's usually carp fish that hang out there. When the weather's nice, there's a lot of children that come and they play, and they feed the fish and pigeons and a lot of other things. But of course, this is winter, and we're not seeing that type of activity today. So a lot of times there's carp fish underneath here. There's some ducks in the water. Let's see if we can see any of the fish today. Oh, there they are. It's kind of cool. When the weather's nice, there's actually a lot of kids that will feed the pigeons, the ducks, and that carp fish there. And there's usually some beautiful landscaping here. It's still very nice, even with the snow. It's snowing here now. So I'm going to take a walk in here and try to show you a little bit of what I've seen. I've been here many times in the past, so I kind of know my way around. All right, let's take a walk in. So this is the entranceway to the village. Up the stairs here is another little area. We'll see if we can get up there later. A little slippery right now, but we'll see. Thanks. I think it's a great place also. It's a place I like to come for some walking after work. I just finished work for the day. And what they do is they protect the shrubbery. They have them all. You can see them over there. They have them all lined up with the wood to protect them from the harsh winter. I'll take you for a walk up there before we go inside, actually, and show you some of the statues. Here's one of the famous statues here. It's actually a samurai. I can't read it for you because I don't read Japanese, but you can see he's holding the sword right there. There's a few more statues. This is just the entranceway to the village. We'll get a little deeper in. Last weekend, we missed it by about a weekend, they have a traditional snow and light festival. And you can see some of these statues that are here made out of snow. It's been kind of warm here, except for today it's kind of cold. They turn those into snow lanterns. Some more samurai. So they turn these into snow lanterns, and they put candles in it. It's been kind of warm, it's been rainy, so everything's kind of iced over. You can see I'm stepping in the snow right there. But there's another samurai there. If you can read it, you can translate it for me. I can speak a few words in Japanese, but I can't read it at all. So here we go. This is the entranceway. Try to watch my footing so I don't slip. And straight ahead of us is one of the main shrines. So in Japan, before you enter a shrine, what you do, there's a place to usually wash. So this area is very famous for their hot springs also. So this is where you wash your hands and cleanse yourself before you go into church. And there's a lot of writings on the wall, which actually, to tell you the truth, I never noticed before. I think those are prayers that they'll put up there. I'll turn around just so you can see what it looks like from a distance here. That's where we were. That's where the water is. And this is the entranceway into the temple area. So let's walk up there. Oh, there's a nice little... I remember sitting here in the spring. This was all beautiful water. So you can see that's all cut out. There's a little bit of a stream there. Now turn you around, and that's where we're going to go. Right up there to the shrine. And then around the back, there's some other cool buildings as well. And as you can see, it's not real busy right now. There's a few people walking around up this pathway. There's a little waterfall. I'll show you that down in this direction. You see the waterfall right there? You can maybe even hear it. Can you hear the water? What we're going to do is I'm going to take you around. Oh, the doors are still open to the temple, so this is the entranceway to the temple. Hey, konnichiwa. So these people are going to say a little prayer. You get actually a demonstration of what I was just talking about. Okay, we won't bother them. Let's walk around this direction. Maybe it's just around the outside. I think maybe it's around to the right. I thought it was inside here, but I may have been mistaken. Yeah, people come in the morning and they come in the afternoon to say their morning prayers, their afternoon prayers. See the other entranceway right here? Oh yeah, this is the area. I just have to watch my footing because it's kind of muddy and slippery. But see, we just got to go right through that entrance, and we'll take you into a different shrine. There's a lot of little temples here, a lot of different shrines. But I was here in the spring, and it was beautiful. Oh, it's very muddy. My feet are actually kind of slipping. I'll have to be careful not to fall. Sorry for the sniffling. It's cold out. So we'll take a walk around there. Yeah, there's another temple. You hear the drums in the background. They bang the drums for, I'm not sure the reason. Ward off evil spirits or bring in the gods. I'm not really sure, but you know, last week they had all this set up pretty nicely with events for the kids and all kinds of things to eat. They call it the Snow and Light Festival here in Yamagata. Oh, this is the back end of that little water area that I showed you before. So let's walk down this way. This is the other side of that little lake. It's a beautiful little place. It's very quiet here today. It's a Wednesday afternoon here in Japan. These are beautiful little Japanese gardens. It's very nice in the spring and summertime. And there's usually a lot of people here, but it's snowing a little bit. And it's extremely cold. It's very cold. We're just exploring and I'm taking you with me. Oh, another path. Oh, this is the entrance where we came in. Is Mr. Samurai there in the window? Yes, he is. Let me take you down here. Remember that entranceway that we walked through a little while ago? Let me show you the samurai. There he is. Yeah, last time I was here, they actually had a drum band, traditional precision Japanese drum band up in this area. And they were playing here. Oh, you can see the lanterns. Those snows. That's what's left of the lanterns. They make these snow sculptures. Put a candle in it. It's very beautiful at night. Well, I hope you enjoy it. The sun's starting to go down. It's getting more dark, even though it's cloudy and snowy. Dozo. I'll get a closing shot for you. Oh, that's the entrance way to the Samurai Village. That's the entrance bridge. And I appreciate you guys for joining. I appreciate all the hearts. And feel free and share the video with your friends. And this is Bruce Garber, live from the Samurai Village in Yamagata, Japan. Thanks for watching, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.